Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We're almost there. Monday is the 122nd running of the Boston Marathon. There will be 30,000 runners from all 50 states and 100 countries. And WBUR's Alex Ashlocks will be covering the race as he does every year. And he's here with us in the studio for a preview. Hello there, Alex.
Good afternoon, Meghna. I'm tired already.
You're indefatigable, though, Alex.
It's my favorite time of year. This is really the best weekend of the year in Boston, as far as I'm concerned.
And we're always grateful for your coverage. But so here's the big question right now, and it has to do with the weather. I mean, runners always looking at the forecast, but this year it looks like we might have cold, rain, even some thunderstorms on race afternoon. And we have a little bit of tape here that you got, Alex, from race director Dave McGilvery about the forecast.
We are prepared for, cold, wind, and rain in terms of what our resources are that we have available to make it safe and as comfortable as possible for all the runners.
So, Alex, is the weather going to be an issue on Monday?
The weather could be an issue, but if any race is prepared to deal with it, it's the Boston Marathon. Dave McGilvery, the race director, you just heard from him. He's been involved in the Boston Marathon for something like 46 years. He's got all his T's crossed and I's dotted in terms of the marathon. He told me that if it's rainy and chilly at the finish, they're going to have these extra heavy sort of capes that they'll put around their runners when they cross the finish line, as opposed to those silver blankets you see people wearing all the time. And I guess I'm wondering where is he keeping those 30,000
of them,
capes. So he also has a plan to deal with the thunderstorms you mentioned. There could be lightning, evidently, according to the forecast. They have plans to shelter the runners either at the start or along the course. They're going to be able to get those folks off the course if they need to. So, I think we're going to be watching the weather very closely for the next 48 hours, and they'll know a lot more about what's going to happen Monday.
Okay, I want to give folks a little tease here that in a couple of minutes we'll hear from Dave McGilvery again because we talked to him about his new kids book.
Right.
But there's always some interesting storylines about the elite runner groups. And so let's talk about some of those, Alex.
Sure.
On the men's side, we've got American Galen Rupp, who was second in Boston last year, but then won in Chicago.
Yeah.
Does he have a shot on Monday?
He really has a shot to win the marathon on Monday. He demonstrated he could win a big city marathon when he won in Chicago. He has an Olympic medal from 2016. He won the Olympic trials race in 2016 as well. He's only run just a few marathons, but he's supremely talented. And when I had a chance to talk to him this morning, he said he learned a lot from his first Boston last year.
You always hear about the Newton Hills and how important, kind of what a key part that is in the race. And, I think I just kind of gave it a little too much in that part. And you still got a long ways to go after that. So that was a big lesson that I learned last year.
A lot of people learned that lesson.
Yeah.
About the Newton Hills. That was his first time on the course or first time running the race on the course. So, but his coach, Meghna, is Alberto Salazar, who grew up in Wayland, ran the course many times and, of course, won the marathon here in 1982. He's a very smart runner. I don't see him making that mistake again on Monday.
Oh, looking forward to watching him run. Okay, then on the women's side, fan favorite and Marblehead resident Shalane Flanagan. She's going to be back this year. She had to withdraw late last year due to injury. So how's she looking?
She looks great. Like Rupp, she's one of the favorites in the women's race. I really can't remember any other time since I've been covering the marathon when you've had two Americans coming into town after winning major big city marathons like Rupp and Shalane Flanagan. I mean, it's just raised the sport up in terms of American distance running. Flanagan won New York last November. That was after Rupp won Chicago. She was the first American woman to win New York since 1977. And coming up on Monday, she wants to make some more history. She could be, if she wins, the first woman, first U.S. woman, to win Boston since 1985.
The dream of running this marathon started 22 years ago when I was a 14-year-old, watching my dad run the 100th. And so it's just kind of a full circle moment coming back to where it all started.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. So that would be, she might just retire. She's 36 years old. She won New York. She has an Olympic medal. She wins Boston. Might be a good way to walk off the stage.
Absolutely. So who else are you going to be looking at on Monday?
Well, Flanagan and Rupp are really part of this just great overall field. It's one of the best fields on both the men's and women's side in a long time. Defending men's and women's champions are here. Kenyans Joffrey Kiryu and Edna Kiplagat. A couple of other past men's winners, Lemmy Baharnu and Lalisa DeCisa. Those guys are definitely going to be factors, I think, in the race on Monday. And then again on the women's side, there's a past champion, Caroline Rotich. And then there are more Americans. Jordan Hasse, she was third last year. That was her first ever marathon. Des Linden was right behind her in fourth place. She also finished, Linden that is, finished second in 2011. And then you have Molly Huddle. She's another New Englander. She's relatively new to the marathon, but she has the U.S. record in the half marathon, which she set earlier this year. She has run one other marathon. So she's a newbie, but very talented.
Strong field then. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we are at the five-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. Alex, how do you think this milestone is going to affect this year's race?
You know, I think it's always in the background. There's less tangible impact on the race, I think, now, other than the enhanced security that we see since 2013. But again, it's just always something I think that everybody who's around the race, watching the race, participating, people think about that because it's part of the history. And I know it's true for the athletes that I talk to, people who were here that day, some of them like the wheelchair racer, the great wheelchair racer, Tatyana McFadden, have formed very close relationships with some of the victims' families.
Yeah, you know, it'll be a hard time on Sunday, but it's about remembering how the community came together and how we are stronger together and continuing to do that for the rest of the time.
She's become very close to the Richard family. She did a lot of work at Spalding and helped people recover.
Well, that's WBUR's Alex Ashlock. He's been covering the Boston Marathon for us for 20 years. Alex, thanks so much for the preview.
You're welcome.